The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
7:01 a.m. on this Friday. Good morning to all of you. A lot of you may wonder whether it's Feel Good Friday or not, given the news headlines out there. It'll be a busy night in the Middle East overnight. We'll talk about that in a minute. First off, I want to go into a little detail here about all the great sales going on at the Power Mall. We've got 10% off Vitamir products, 10% off Strauss Naturals products. Grown by Nature products are 10% off, plus you get free shipping. And we also have the calcium bentonite clay. Had Perry Arledge on the show. She has written a free ebook that you get when you get the 10% off all the clay sizes called Kickstart Your Day with Clay, along with the mixing instructions, so you don't mess up. It's hard to do. You can drink it orally. You can put it in the tub, take a bath with it, use it as a poultice to heal wounds. Have all sorts of testimonials on how good that is. We also have 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. And of course, if you want the show to keep going this year, we appreciate your donations. We still have the free Vitamir toothpaste offer when you donate $25 or more. If you call to donate, please call the toll-free number at the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. And you can make a contribution that way. You can buy a cup of coffee. The best way for most people where you get dual benefit is to shop at the Power Mall. And, of course, you can go to the Partners tab on thepowerhour.com. Click on that tab. And you can shop with a whole list of partners. And make sure you call and let us know you did so we can get credit for the purchase, because that keeps us on the air. And you benefit because you get the product, the great products our partners offer. Of course, we're a proud partner with uscoincapital.com. That's C-A-P-I-T-O-L, like the nation's you-know-what. Fred Deshefsky, the owner, they're based out of Hilton Head, South Carolina. He's got over 40 years in the U.S. gold and silver coin industry and is a distinguished member of the American Numismatic Association. Good guy to deal with. He's been on the show multiple times. You can call over there at 800-878-2646. Or visit uscoincapital.com and hook yourself up with some silver. Me, I have, you know, $2.5 right here. These are Franklin halves. These are 0.99%, 990% silver. Not 99 fine. That's a difference. This is the actual, what we call in the business, junk silver. And these Franklin halves, this particular one is 1951. This one is 1959. Anything that was minted before 1964. And of course, it's a limited supply. There are people that are actually hoarding this stuff, which is okay. Because obviously they understand that in if there is a situation where CBDCs come into play, and they're trying very hard. They're trying to put us in a total surveillance state. They want to monitor all our transactions. They're usually doing it, of course, you know, all in the name of convenience. We'll talk about that. Hopefully the good news today will be with Dr. Jerry Newcomb with D. James Kennedy Ministries in our next hour about how prayer shaped America. Because we certainly need that now. 4 minutes after the hour, and we move on to world news. This, of course, oh, you knew it was going to happen. They told you. Explosions were heard in Iran. Flights were diverted south of Tehran. Flights in western Iran began diverting amid reports of a loud noise and explosions early this morning, according to Iranian state media. Soon after, the Australian government issued a warning for any of its citizens in Israel or occupied Palestinian territories to get the you-know-what out of Dodge as soon as possible. Why would you want to be in a war-torn country anyway? And the reason Australia told its citizens to get out of Israel is citing a high threat of military reprisals and terrorist attacks against Israel and Israeli interests across the region, so you don't need to be there. Gee, haven't heard America's State Department tell Americans to get out. Hey, let's go over to Israel, man. Sounds like a good time to go see the wall and the Wailing Wall. Say some prayers. And, you know, get a little nuke here, little nuke there, here nuke, there nuke, everywhere nuke, nuke. Yeah. The country's Foreign Affairs Department stated due to military attacks that may close the airspace, Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion International Airport may pause operations due to heightened security concerns at any time and at short notice. So that's why it's telling everybody to get out. At least one U.S. media outlet has quoted an anonymous U.S. official, apparently confirming that Israel carried out a strike in Iran. Pentagon, of course, don't have anything to offer. They were contacted. Israel hasn't confirmed. Not yet, anyway, but in the news as it unfolds. Because Flight Radar 24, which is a website that monitors live air traffic, showing flights avoiding western Iran at about 6 a.m. local time, the semi-official Fars news agency, citing unnamed sources, reported the sound of explosions over Isfahan, its international near the airport. It offered no immediate explanation. It's the home to a significant airbase for the Iranian military, as well as sites linked to its nuclear program. Iranian state television issued a scrolling on-screen alert acknowledging a loud noise near Isfahan, but did not provide immediate elaboration. And of course, prior to the explosions heard in Iran, the foreign minister on the night of April 18th threatened Israel with an immediate and maximum response if it took any military action against Iran. Well, reports emerged early this morning, local time, that Israel had indeed attacked several Iranian sites, including targets near the suspected locations of Iran nuclear facilities. Israel's army radio reported at 5 a.m. local time, ABC News had identified Israeli strikes near the town of Isfahan, Iran, as well as in locations in Syria and Iraq. Times of Israel reported Iran's Fars news agency says the explosions have been heard near the airport at the country's central Isfahan city, but the reason is unknown. Well, now you know. Israel had promised if any attack originated from within Iran, Israel would respond with attacks inside Iran. Israel has also long considered a strike against the nuclear program with or without the support of the United States. And of course, that was backed up by a member of the Knesset, Ohad Tal, of Israel's National Religious Party, an ally of Bibi, addressed Biden, reportedly telling the Israeli premier as the attack was ongoing, the U.S. wouldn't back any Israeli response to the unprecedented weekend attack that saw Iran launch over 300 missiles and drones at Israel. He asked, does President Biden understand that we're fighting for our survival? Do he and his administration not understand that we were attacked by a regime whose sole purpose is to wipe us from the face of the earth? And that has for years now utilized all its proxies, Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, Islamic Jihad and Hamas in Gaza and Judea and Samaria to destroy Israel. Tal, who is visiting D.C. to attend the Keep God's Land Organization's event this week, questioned how, following the Islamic Republic's launching a direct attack against the Jewish state, is Israel expected to just sit and do nothing? Does that make any sense? If somebody would tell America after 9/11, do not fight back, would that make sense to anyone? Of course not. That's why we have false flag attacks. And I think everybody knows it. But, you know, we, like, there's so many commentators out there that are trying to create news. We just sit on our duffs and, what was the term they used? Dither? We dither. There's a new one for you. We sit in our butts and do nothing. Well, sorry, For those of you out there, we don't have access to that red button, because if we did, Tehran would probably already be a nuclear parking lot, but it's not. So, life goes on, right? The U.S. has effectively stopped the United Nations. This happened yesterday, by the way, at the UN in the meeting of the Security Council. They all got together and decided whether or not they should vote the Palestinians a full membership of the world body. And, of course, the UN, the U.S. cast the veto, stopping it. This draft resolution that recommended the 193-member UN General Assembly, the state of Palestine, should be admitted to the membership of the UN. Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the remaining 12 council members voted yes. See, you wonder why they abstained? Because, you see, they've got enough problems of their own, and they don't want to be targeted by, you know, trying to veto this thing. And as a result, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the U.S. veto in a statement saying it's unfair, unethical, unjustified. How many other uns can you have? How about Uncola? Remember that? 7-Up the Uncola. Palestinian U.N. Ambassador Riyad Mansour, at times emotional, told the council after the vote, "The fact that this resolution did not pass will not break our will, and it will not defeat our determination. We will not stop in our effort." The Palestinian push for full UN membership came 6 months into a war between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and as Israel is expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank, which the UN, of course, considers to be illegal. But do you think Israel cares? Nope. Their foreign minister, Katz, commended the U.S. for casting the veto. Addressing the 12 council members who voted in favor of the draft resolution, Israel's UN ambassador, Gilad Erdan, said, "It's very sad because your vote will only embolden Palestinian rejectionism even more and make peace almost impossible." Of course, it's had its repercussions across America. The Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions yesterday against Iran, against the drone industry, after those weapon systems were used to strike Israel April 13th. And of course, they didn't specifically say what the sanctions actually were, probably financial in nature. And Iran's just going to flip them the bird. Death to America, the infidel. They don't care about Biden. They know who Biden is. Just like his predecessor, Obama. Go over there and kiss the ring. India, of course, big elections going on right now for the Lok Sabha, the lower house of the national parliament. Billed as the world's largest democratic election, the process is broken into seven phases that will take 6 weeks to complete. The result will determine if Prime Minister Narendra Modi of the Bharatiya Janata Party serves a third term in office. I said, wow, he's really good with those foreign names. Oh, my gosh, my golly. Yes, we can do that. Most analysts believe Modi is a shoe-in for a third term. Apparently, the high approval ratings from the fastest-growing economy in the world and a booming stock market that has surpassed Hong Kong's exchange at the end of last year. The economy stumbled a bit in 2024, but not by nearly enough to make a critical mass of voters seek alternative leadership. So it looks like he may come back in again. Moving along to U.S. news here at 13 minutes after the hour, the Democrats have seized control of the House. Oh, that's good news, right? Speaker Johnson relies on the minority party votes to advance foreign aid. How did he do this? This is the first time in history this has happened. In recorded history, since the House began keeping records, the House Rules Committee relied on minority party votes to overcome objections from the majority and advance a rule bill to the House floor. See, it's all about rules, House rules. Committee voted 9-3 with all four Democrats in the committee voting with five Republicans to move a rule to the House floor, which, if passed with Democrat support as expected, would allow votes on Johnson's foreign aid package, including a bill that includes tens of billions of our taxpayer dollars to fund Ukraine. Conservative reps Chip Roy of Texas, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina voted no. These are not rhinos. These are conservative Republicans. The powerful House Rules Committee, known for generations as the Speaker's Committee. For control of the Speaker, the House possesses over the committee, and its reputation as a rubber stamp for the Speaker's agenda sets the floor agenda for the House through what are known as rules. Rules do not simply allow votes on bills. The complicated, convoluted language of the 8-page rule, as with many rules, intentionally deflects from what the rule does. For example, the questioning from Massey, Chairman Michael Burgess of Texas, acknowledged the rule contains language that merges the four bills together, sending the different components together as one package to the Senate as part of Johnson's complicated scheme to exploit the urgency to pass aid to Israel to ensure Ukraine funding can pass Congress. The four bills we've heard testimony on will be transmitted to the Senate as an amendment to the underlying bill, Burgess said, acknowledging that underlying bill itself was an unrelated veterans bill. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, meanwhile, filed an amendment to the Ukraine aid bill yesterday would make money allocated for Ukraine in the form of a loan to be repaid and used by the DHS secretary for the construction of a physical barrier at the U.S. southern border. Well, good luck with that. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson announced the House will vote Saturday on three separate bills regarding $26.4 billion of funding to Israel, $8.1 billion funding for Taiwan, $61 billion more Ukraine aid. My amendment to the $60.8 billion America Last Ukraine aid package should be a no-brainer. If Ukraine pays back any part of the money we're gifting them this bill, that money should be spent on our nation's largest domestic problem, construction of a border wall with Mexico. Time and again, Republicans have shown they have no appetite to vote for what the American people demand. But if we have random billions laying around for a war halfway across the world, we should be able to get some table scraps for our own country, Gaetz added, don't you think? Johnson said Wednesday he'd give members 72 hours to review the pieces of you-know-what and plan on voting on the bills tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday! Yeah, gotta love it. And you know, of course, Trump met with Johnson. You knew that, right? Senator Rand Paul issued a stern warning to the former president regarding his continued support for Speaker Johnson. The Gateway Pundit reported earlier Joe Biden, Democrats, House Speaker Johnson, and the Rhinos are colluding on an aid package for Ukraine. If Trump supports this monstrous, unpaid-for foreign aid debt buster, he's going to lose the very supporters who comprise his vanguard. Mark my words, Senator Rand Paul warned. But you see, Trump's too busy with his criminal trial right now. Now that a full jury of 12 has been seated, what do we call them? 12 brain deads? Attorneys will question another panel of nearly 100 perspectives of jurors to seat five more alternates today. The court will start with opening statements on April 22 and adjourn by 2 p.m. to accommodate for Passover. April 23rd will involve a hearing over gag order violation allegations and possible sanctions. And of course, now we go to the jury. Juror number 8 is a man who's lived on the Upper East Side since the 1980s and is a retired wealth manager who still consults with some clients. Juror number 9 is a woman who grew up in New Jersey, now lives on the Upper East Side. She said she doesn't watch the news or follow it too closely, but gets the New York Times and CNN morning newsletters. How nice is that? Yeah, how do you think she's going to vote? Two jurors were dismissed earlier today, have been replaced by two others. The replacement of juror 2 is a man who works in investment banking and follows a lot of news events on social media. Except for following Michael Cohen on Twitter, I don't follow any anti-Trump organizations, he said. While I do not have firmly held opinions or strong beliefs, I do follow the news. Oh, wow. The juror who had discussed the case at length with their boss, a federal judge and law clerk colleagues, was dismissed. Juror number 4 was flagged by prosecutors for his wife's prior arrest for tearing down right-wing political advertisements, has been brought in and will be questioned. President Trump was looking on. The juror said something that made the attorneys laugh. The court officer told reporters in the room not to try and listen. Oh, my God. A court officer. Can you? All the news media is there taking notes. Don't listen to that. Really? You see what a shift show this is? About half the panel has been excused for saying they couldn't be fair and impartial, and a handful more had scheduling conflicts. That's their excuse. Sorry, I have a heavy schedule. I can't make it. Ah, let's run it up the flagpole. What do you say? Now we can't be fair and impartial. Nah, he's guilty. We'll hang him. This is New York. Come on, we don't like Trump here. We want his buildings gone. We want to take him out. We want to put him in prison so he can't run. You see, this is how it's become. And thanks to the media, it gets worse. The five jurors on the panel who were chosen this past week include a corporate lawyer, an education professional, a software engineer, and a civil litigation lawyer, according to Politico. The jury's four-person, also chosen this week, works in sales and is originally from Ireland. Hoi, hoi, hoi. Oh, you got to love that. He's married, likes anything outdoorsy, lives in West Harlem, and reads the New York Times. Hey, where's that dating game music? We need that. Yeah, we need that. He reads the New York Times, Fox News, and MSDNC, according to NBC News. Oh, their media is just covering this like it's the dating game. Or it could be the match game. Yeah. Seven jurors were initially selected, though two were released earlier yesterday, according to reports. One said she didn't believe she could be impartial after friends, colleagues, and asked her if she was a juror. Another was dismissed after prosecutors questioned the truthfulness of his answer on the jury selection questions. A juror who was seated on the jury on the hush money case was excused, saying she had concerns about her ability to be fair and impartial and had concerns about her identity being made public. Of course, Justice Juan Merchan, who's running this shift show, called attorneys up to confer shortly after taking the bench, saying the woman, also known as Juror 2, had slept on the decision overnight and informed the court she wished to be dismissed. She was sworn in earlier in the week with six others, including one alternate, on the second day of the trial. She was brought into the room and said, after thinking about it, she has friends, colleagues, and family that push things and outside influences that would likely affect her impartiality. She added that she had been identified as a juror from news reports. She was an oncology nurse. Her family and friends had questioned her about whether or not she was a juror based on media reports. The judge in turn ordered journalists to refrain from publishing information about the juror's current and prior jobs. Do you really think that that's going to matter? No, the ship show and the media are right there in their home base of New York. They are going to disseminate everything, irregardless of what the judge says. Merchan said, as evidenced by what's happened already, it's become a problem, according to the Associated Press. The answers also will be redacted from court transcripts. It doesn't matter. They're seated in the courtroom. They're taking notes. It's just like the movie Airplane, you know, where all the media goes running toward the phone booths and they all hit the phone booths at the same time and the phone booths fall over. That's how we're covering this event. Hospital, what is it? It's a big building with patients, but that's unimportant right now. Yeah, prosecutors additionally asked for employer question to be removed from the questionnaire asked to jurors. While the judge disagreed with the argument, said it was necessary information. We want to make sure that it's a jury of his peers. How does that work? If it was a jury of his peers, it would have had to be all Republicans. You see, there's so many things wrong with this trial. So one of the Jonathan Turley and others are saying this whole thing is going to not work out well for the Democrats. Of course, you know, they're going to try to convict him. The judge is going to step in and step all over this thing. We haven't started the trial yet, the actual trial. I mean, the opening statements are going to happen on the 22nd. That would be Monday. And opening statements is just opening statements, nothing else. So you will start watching and see everybody's going to be interested in what Alvin Bragg's team is going to say, because their opening statements are probably going to take at least an hour. And the jury is going to be bored to tears after hearing all of this stuff, because it involves, you know, that's why they want financial people in there, because they got financial people sitting on the jury and lawyers sitting on the jury who can interpret the law and what it says, they're more likely to get a conviction. That's why the judge wants to know who they are. Understand how that works. In the economic world, the other shoe continues to drop. Now, what are we talking about here? Wait a minute. You mean I had a shoe in one hand? No. You got the residential markets and you got the commercial markets. That's the other shoe. According to an updated monthly report released by Adam Data, revealing there is a continued increase in the number of commercial foreclosures from a low of 141 in May of 2020 to the current figure of 625 through March of 2024, representing a steady increase throughout the period. In March of 24, California had the highest number of commercial foreclosures for the month at 187. You see, when your economy sucks, this is what happens. And then you got crime, and this is what happens. And people move out, and they don't pay their bills, and they get foreclosed on because they're not paying their monthly rent. This was, of course, an 8% decrease from last month, but a 405% increase from last year. California began experiencing a notable rise in commercial foreclosures in November of last year, surpassing 100 cases and continuing to escalate thereafter. California wasn't the only state negatively affected by commercial foreclosures. New York, Florida, Texas, New Jersey also showed significant variance over the decade, with each state continually increasing. Well, and of course, you know, we have heard through the pipeline that there will be no more interest rate decreases. The Fed is going to hold the line on that because inflation is, yeah. See what I mean about what Jefferson said about you let them in here, the central banks in here, and they rule first, you know, by inflation, then by deflation. And what happens to your children? Waking up as slaves on the land your forefathers conquered? Yeah, this is what's happening. Google has fired 28 employees for protesting sit-ins at its headquarters. Police made arrests. 28 of the staff, following a prolonged sit-in protest at the company's Sunnyvale and New York offices. The employees were protesting against Project Nimbus, a $1.2 billion cloud computing contract inked by Google and Amazon with the Israeli government and its military 3 years ago. The controversial project, which reportedly also provides Israel with the full suite of Google's cloud artificial intelligence and machine learning technology, allegedly has strict contractual stipulations that prevent Google and Amazon from bowing to boycott pressure. This effectively means that they must continue providing services to Israel no matter what. Employees at Google have protested and publicly chastised the contract since 2021. But as the Israel-Palestine conflict continues to escalate in the wake of October's attacks by Hamas, this unrest is spilling further into the workforces of corporations deemed not only to be helping Israel, but also actively profiteering from the conflict. See, we knew they were. 9 Google workers also arrested and forcibly removed from the company's offices, 4 in New York, 5 in Centerville. A separate statement issued by Justice Speaks on behalf of the Nimbus 9 protesters. Oh, this is funny. They got a label for them already. Said they demanded to speak with Google CEO, but their request was denied. Ah, shucks. We have a recall warning from Trader Joe's. We'll talk about that after these important messages here from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with them.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central here where we are. Before the break, we told you there was a recall warning from Trader Joe's. And, of course, we try to keep our eye out for these recall warnings in case you purchased certain products. You should know that there's issues with them, and this is one of them. If you bought basil, that is the herbal leaf that you usually season Italian food with, among other things. The legal word, Latin word, is inter alia, among other things. If you bought basil from Trader Joe's recently, you may want to go check the label. Trader Joe's just announced the store is recalling their Infinite Herbs Organic Basil for potential salmonella outbreak. Now, this is a 2.5-ounce clamshell. If you know what those are, you go to the fresh food section, and it's in a little clear plastic thing that you peel it apart. That's what they call a clamshell. And so it's fresh basil that's in there. And if you bought it between February 1st and April 6th of this year, it could potentially be contaminated and should be discarded. This according to the FDA and the CDC. They're investigating salmonella outbreak on herbs sold at Trader Joe's. And the health official said, pull it from the shelves. This outbreak is multi-state. Multiple people are sick. And the following states are included. Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, Wisconsin, and, of course, it's not a state, Washington, D.C. So if you bought this 2.5-ounce clamshell of basil, check your receipts, take it back, get your money back, or throw it out. Don't use it. A new study suggests puberty blockers may cause permanent damage to boys' reproductive organs and irreversibly impair their fertility. Well, that's the whole idea behind getting kids to think, well, maybe I'm the opposite sex, really. Maybe I should get puberty blockers. You know, the claim is their use is a harmless way to explore gender identity. How fun is that? Now we can't have kids. Well, that's by design. They don't want you to have kids. They want to shrink the population to where there's nobody here. Oh, I got a question. Who are the elite going to use for sex slaves and other purposes, like growing their food for them and be slaves to these elitists, if there's nobody left? How's that going to happen? The Mayo Clinic study, published at the end of March and not yet peer-reviewed, analyzed the largest clinically annotated pediatric testicular biorepository, there you go, from teenage boys who suffered from gender dysphoria and were put on chronic puberty blockers. The researchers concluded from a combination of gland atrophy, that would be testicular atrophy, we're talking medical now. In other words, your boys shrivel up and become limp and don't function. Microscopic cell level abnormalities that the use of puberty blockers risk permanent damage to reproductive fitness. In other words, the boys are there, but they're not back in town. After examining microscopic changes to testicular cells and subjecting them to novel computational analyses involving single cell RNA sequencing technology, the researchers flagged their concern that puberty blockers may impair fertility irreversibly. So once you start on them, good luck having kids if you say, oh, you know what? I outgrew it. Nah, I want to have babies now. Nope, sorry, it's not going to happen. Now, how many women do you think are going to be interested in you when you say, hey, the boys aren't operating here, so, you know, you're never going to get pregnant from me. We can always adopt. No. You see how they want to ruin relationships, too, while you're at it? And this is modern science doing this, folks. You know, this is doctors wanting to make lots and lots of money off cutting people. Because, see, once the boys are rendered useless, well, there's might as well take them out. Orchiectomy is what they call that. Yep, just remove them. You don't need them anymore. They don't work. And while you're at it, let's invert your penile shaft into a vagina. Good luck with that. Have you heard all the stories about how painful those are? And you have to wear a test tube or something similar to that up there while you're healing? And they have to keep changing it? And it's painful? You really want to go through all that? How do you think sex is going to be after that? Who do you think you're going to have sex with? You see, this is the dilemma that these people are going to face. And then a majority of them get all depressed. And what do? Kill themselves. Because they realize, I made a big mistake. I can't live with myself. End of story. And the U.S. government goes, yippee! Another one gone. We don't have to pay benefits too. Look at all the money that Big Pharma and Big Medicine make off of messing with your kids. I was just reading a story this morning on Blaze Media. They were investigating a case from an Indiana couple who lost their son to the state. The state took their kid away. He was suffering from anorexia. Their name was Cox. Wow. That's C-O-X, not the other one. That's the name of the parents. The parents were trying to fix the kid. The parents were taking the kid to therapy. But apparently, you know, the doctor and maybe somebody on the outside that knew what was going on ratted them out to DCS. And the Child and Family Services came and picked the kid up and said, sorry, you're not fit parents. Well, they fought this thing tooth and nail all the way into the court system. And the courts, of course, ruled, well, you are fit parents. You're not unfit, but you're not getting your kid back. How's that work? You see what happens when you go to extremes like this? This is a teenage boy, their son, that thought he was a girl. And they were trying to treat him for gender dysphoria. And somebody stuck their nose in their business and the state came in and took their kid away. See how easy that is? So, I mean, that's a big question. What do you do when, you know, if you're listening to the show and your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter comes to you and says, from now on, you will address me by this name. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not the name that you were given at birth. Your name was Dean, not Diana. Now you want to be called Diana? Why? Well, because I think I'm a girl. Oh, really? What makes you say that? Wow. And I want to go play sports in the WNBA.
Really?
Can't you see him on the court now? 6'4", and his boys don't work. Huh. Amazing how that works. See how screwed up our society is right now? Oh, we do need prayer. 911 outages were reported across multiple U.S. states yesterday. Emergency services on the 911 telephone call line were restored late. Officials said, following a widespread outage all across South Dakota and parts of Nebraska, Nevada and Texas. No cause of failure identification. The FCC said in a post on X, it was aware of the reports and it was investigating. Okay. Department of Homeland Security has warned of increased risks of cyber attacks on the 911 services as they have migrated to digital systems based on Internet protocol standards. Several cyber attacks targeting 911 911 systems have taken down services in recent years, one of which in 2017 paralyzed 911 centers in more than a dozen states. Authorities also asked people during that time not to call 911 as a test. I just wanted to see if it was working. You see what happens when we have an EMP attack and 911 doesn't work at all? And all those people, you know, ripe for home invasion. Oh, you got that gun-free zone sign in your front yard. Gee, I wonder how that's going to work out for you. And then on top of that, prior to all that happening, and it's not a matter if, it's a matter of when, according to everybody we're talking to, Skynet has arrived. Google follows Apple and activates a worldwide Bluetooth mesh network. Wearables, smartphones, fitness trackers, smartwatches, hearing aids, Apple AirTags. We talked about that yesterday. Ring products. You know, those doorbells that capture all? All use Bluetooth low energy to form an independent mesh network that is not based on the internet. All these devices can receive, send, and forward data packets and instructions to other devices. Almost all Internet of Things devices will be equipped with BLE, Bluetooth low energy. Thus, the infrastructure is complete, just waiting to sink its teeth into humanity everywhere. Without running AI on massive computers, BLE would be a waste of time. But with AI running on massive computers, it's not. Let me give you an example. Contact tracing. With BLE, all other devices that can get you close to and can recognize and disclose frequency, length of contact, and other subsequent contacts that you make Most BLE devices cannot be turned off as in Apple AirTags, but Apple and Android smartphones can transmit and receive BLE data even if they are turned off. Only a Faraday bag can stop transmission. So the simple concept of contact tracing can be implemented during a future pandemic, documenting every person you have exposed or everyone you've been exposed to. Mesh networks form spontaneously and dynamically depending on how many devices are nearby. With the latest update called Bluetooth Long Range Mode, distances over 1 kilometer is possible. Eventually, collectors on the internet will forward packets to whoever requested them in the first place. Returning instructions can be dropped back to the BLE mesh network for execution and control of devices. Worse, BLE transmissions can be blasted from space thanks to systems like Elon Musk's SpaceX mesh network of satellites. To reiterate, BLE does not depend on the internet or internet addressing addresses. Bottom line, the minimal infrastructure for Skynet is now in place. This is a dark day for humanity. In the meantime, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri yesterday said he introduced an amendment to end FBI power grab in a spy powers bill that's meant to rein in government surveillance abuse. Hawley wrote, "Everyone should know about the Turner Amendment. This is part of the House bill that gives the FBI the power to press even more individuals into helping facilitate government surveillance. Could your landlord or your handyman be sharing your info with the FBI? Maybe." This is Hawley now quoting. The Missouri senator sent out a dire warning about the amendment sponsored by House Intelligence Committee member Chairman Mike Turner. Committee ranking member Jim Himes. He's a Democrat from Connecticut. Mike Turner's a Republican from Ohio. Could be a rhino. Certain news outlets have reported on this amendment and how it could dramatically expand the number of businesses and Americans that would have to comply with the government and provide warrantless access to their communication systems. Essentially, measure updates the definition of electronic service provider to also include any other service provider who has access to equipment that's being or may be used to transmit or store wire or electronic communications. This provision has been referred to by privacy advocates as a Trojan horse for Patriot Act 2.0. Senator Hawley contended this expanded access would benefit the FBI, an agency that doesn't deserve more power given their abuse. He added the FBI's record on Section 702 is just as bad. In 2022, a judge identified about 278,000 improper searches on Americans in the FISA database. This is the same FBI the House decided to give even more power to. It's insane and must be stopped, according to Hawley. Concluding, the bottom line is the government doesn't deserve more open-ended surveillance authority. I've introduced an amendment to stop this new power grab before it's too late. Now, this also means for those of you out there that have all these repair people. Oh, I had them because my internet's not working as well, so I had the repair people over. And if they see anything, guess what? They'll say something. They're going to be ordered by this bill to say something. Well, I went over to their house, and you wouldn't believe what they've got in there. I saw so many guns hanging on the wall and on laying on tables in various places. What does that have to do with electronic communications or equipment that has to do with transmitting or storing or whatever? Nothing. Has nothing to do with it. But the fact they observed it, they turned you in, especially if they're not pro-gun. See how that works? So, yeah, I hate to say it, that you would have to sanitize your house, if you get my drift, before inviting any of these people in. So there, it looks like a plain Jane. It doesn't look like you're supporting anything. So, you know, don't put pictures on the wall of the Hunger Games or anything like that, that people could go, oh, they're one of those kinds. Remember who your enemy is. Yeah, see, that's what that poster says, you know. And people walk in and they go, ooh, they're anti-government. See, that's an assumption they make, even though you just may be a big Hunger Games fan. They don't know that. They just assume it. And they turn around, they call the nearest fusion center, and now they've got a record on you. Now they know what the inside of your house looks like. How do you know that person that's in there servicing your house isn't taking pictures of everything? Huh, look what they got. And ratting you out, just like what happened with the Coxes when they lost their son. State of Indiana took him away and won't give him back. I mean, it's got to be a little disconcerting if you're a parent, right? the parents' rights would be just stripped away? How easy is that? In the energy and environment category, the Biden administration has rolled out new emissions regulations. That little wispy of a nymph, Granholm. Yep, told the New York Times, they said they're going to transform the American automobile market in what the paper called one of the most significant climate regulations in the nation's history. The EPA is mandating that the majority of new passenger vehicles sold in America be hybrids or EVs by 2032. The Biden administration and defenders of the policy argued that the EPA's regulation is not a ban on gas-powered cars, since car makers are not prohibited from producing gas-powered vehicles. Instead, automakers are required to meet a government-mandated average emissions limit across their entire vehicle line to force them to produce more EVs and fewer gas-powered cars. All wishful thinking, folks. This is going to fail big time. It's a clever ruse in that it allows the Biden administration to use regulatory power to enforce automobile manufacturers off gas-powered vehicles while denying that they're banning them. Whatever one chooses to call the regulation, the purpose is clear. Make no mistake, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is a coerced phase-out of gas-powered cars. This might be music to the ears of those who see fossil fuels as evil, but economics and history suggest the White House's plan to force Americans off gas-powered cars could be a disaster. And you see, it all started with what happened on day one, the day Biden took office, and he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. That should have been a signal where everything was headed. They want to take away your gas-powered car. Wow. Amazing how this works. We are so far behind in making electric vehicles that actually do what they're supposed to or what their intended purpose was. We're about 30 years behind. And now they want to push this on us. 2032 is only 8 years away. And if we don't get this hair-sniffing, ice-cream-munching moron with the mental acuity of office furniture out of the White House in November, this is what you are facing. I don't care what religious or political persuasion you are. And if they go to CBDC, good luck buying gas. Sorry, but your gas-powered car is useless. But I'm still making payments on it. I can't afford to pay because you've shut down my bank account. And here comes the automaker or the finance company repossessing your car, and there goes your credit report in the negative. Ding, ding, ding. See how that works? I mean, you got to extrapolate this to the nearest equation, folks. In the gardening, farming, and homesteading, which is something very important, we kind of try to dwell on that. Eight reasons to grow your own food. Gee. Although most people seem excited to learn about the self-reliant lifestyle, every now and then somebody doesn't get it, or they may think we do it simply to save money. Reality is there's a lot of benefits to growing your own food. We list eight of them for you with complete rundown. Chemical-free, more nutritious, tastier, more variety, ethical, less expensive, fun, and personal pride. Look what I did. Yeah, you can say that to yourself. Don't show your neighbors. If we go into a grid-down situation and they're looking for food, that garden is a target. So you better learn to protect it. In cancel culture, a North Carolina high school student was suspended last week because he dared utter the phrase illegal alien in class. Last week, Central Davidson High School student Christian McGee asked his English teacher an otherwise innocuous question about a vocabulary assignment that included the word alien. Like space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards, McGee asked. The question allegedly prompted a fellow classmate to threaten McGee because he felt offended by the question, according to the Carolina Journal, which caused the teacher to phone the assistant principal. The school administration then decided to suspend the student for 3 days. The violation? McGee made a racially insensitive comment that allegedly violated school policies, according to the school document. However, McGee told the Carolina Journal he wasn't directing his comment toward anybody in particular. I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question. I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other countries needs green cards, and the term illegal alien is an actual term I hear on the news and I can find in the dictionary. parents, of course, are trying to fight this. If this was handled properly in the classroom, it could have easily been used as a teachable moment for everyone, according to his mother, Leah McGee. The family has since retained a lawyer. You knew that was coming. The label of racism in today's world is so strong, I feel like we don't need to tackle this giant on our own, according to mom. Under pet news, we have a way to tell if your pet has seasonal allergies. The big way, and dogs can have seasonal allergies, scratching, excessive shedding, red inflamed infected skin, biting their coat, nonstop paw licking. Yep, you got it. And by the way, Allman Brothers guitarist Dickie Betts has passed away at the age of 80. He was a co-founder of the band. We'll be back. Dr. Jerry Newcomb after these important messages. Stay with me.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.